In 1998, there were 1,200 resident commercial lobster licenses issued in Connecticut and New York. Now, for the first time and for the next several months, the few remaining lobstermen in Long Island Sound won't be allowed to catch any lobster. Nick Crismolli, the president of the Connecticut Commercial Lobstermen's Association, says it's too little, too late. Crismolli blames pesticides for a massive die-off in the Sound's lobsters that began in the late 90s.
As of last year, they admitted that they had found the chemical methoprene and resmethrin in the lobsters. Well, the industry had advocated for over a decade not to use these chemicals, that it was having an impact on the lobsters, and we were ignored. Now, all of a sudden, they found it, and now the resource is basically gone.
Just because a compound is found in the lobster doesn't mean it caused the mortality.
That's Dave Simpson of the Connecticut Environmental Department's Marine Fisheries Division.
We also found those compounds in, you know, a lobster that seemed perfectly healthy.
Simpson says environmental scientists still don't really know exactly what caused the die-off, but it likely has to do with stress caused by increasing temperatures of the Sound. He says the lobsters won't come back unless the environment for them in the Sound changes for the better. It's unlikely, though, that there's going to be any cooling in the temperature. Even so, he says banning lobstering for the next few months is necessary.
Is it enough? Is it going to turn things around? There are no guarantees. It's just the idea that you need to leave a few adults in the population if you want to have any hope of having growth in the population in the future.
Long Island Sound is closed off to lobstermen until late November. Craig Lamolt, WSHU News.